All right.
Donnell.
And?
Runner.
Dayton Mays.
Hans de Kun, racist.
Oh, not racist. Racist.
Runner.
Yeah, runner.
Runner.
Yeah.
Alan, racist.
I'm Scott, and I was a volunteer.
Okay.
I'm Aaron, and I was also a volunteer.
Okay.
Dwayne Whitehead is runner.
Okay. So, Donna, I'll start with you. You thought you were getting into this as a volunteer.
Yeah, pass out water.
And when did you find out that you weren't passing out water, but you were going to be running?
Well, he gave me that bag with that shirt and the water bottle and the number.
And how far in advance of the race did he give you this bag?
He gave it to me within class.
Like the day before? Or?
Yeah, the day before. He said, Donnell Smith in there. I raised my hand. He walked up to me. He gave me a bag. I looked in the bag. I said, a water bottle, a shirt, and a number. I said, hold on, I must have signed the wrong sheet. So then I was like, well, I made a commitment, so I'm just going to do it. And I just said, I'm going to do it. And everybody picked with me that whole night. The whole night. They kept messing with me. And then when we got out there, you know, I just started, when I said go, I just took off. Even though I seen people flying past me, but I ain't give up. I just kept running.
And how old are you?
I'll be 53 October the 2nd.
Okay. And when was the last time you ran?
I think about 30 years ago.
Okay. And do you do any exercise now?
No, I don't.
Do you smoke?
Well, right now, I don't start. Yeah, I smoke hard.
Okay.
But I'm starting to exercise now.
As of yesterday?
As of yesterday, yeah. Because I'm telling you, these guys are amazing because when I was running, I already seen them when they took off. So I already knew I couldn't catch them. I just going at my pace, walking, running, walking. I mean, sweating, looking at heels, wishing when it was over. And he came back for me. He came back for me. And pick it up. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. And I kept running. I started running some more. And then he started running. I started walking again. And that's when that young lady came up behind me and said, no, don't start walking. We can do this. And she just kept pushing me the rest of the way.
And when you finished, what was that like?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Because I didn't think I was going to make it to the finish line. But it was beautiful. And then I seen everybody on the other side waiting and, you know, saying good job. And another good thing kept me going. A lot of the guys that was blocking the streets off from the program, they was cheering me on every time I went past. So that gave me a little bit of motivation to keep running.
Yeah, I wish I could kind of describe it, but the look on your face when this woman who had been encouraging you said, let's get a picture, D.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, I could tell that you just felt really good about what you just...
Oh, yeah, because the whole time we was running and stuff, we was talking. And actually, she's a counselor.
Uh-huh.
And we was talking, and I started telling her, you know, about what I was doing and stuff. And she said, you know, that's pretty cool. She said, maybe sometimes you come share that with others in the program and stuff. But then the more we kept talking, it seemed like the run didn't bother me no more and stuff because I was talking, I was running, I was smiling, I was laughing, and, you know, it was an amazing thing, you know, to be in an event like that. So that's the first time I've ever been in one, and to complete it, I was happy.
Yeah, I was happy. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was happy. I mean, I wanted to do it again.
Okay.
This time I'm exercise for this one. I had a good time. I called my wife and told her. And
she said, did that without the cops behind you?
No, she said, what are you doing running? You know you're too old for that. But I said, I made it. I said, I did. I had a lot of my peers cheering me on, so it was a blessing. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to start getting involved in a little bit more running and sports. So I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go get on F3 and the other run club.
Oak City.
I already signed up for that yesterday and stuff for Saturday. So I'm going to start doing more, you know, exercise. And I'm going to slow down on smoking.
Good.
Because that right there almost killed me. But I had a good time. I had a real good time. I had a real good time when I saw you.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a real good time when I saw you. Yeah. So you came over and you said something to me that really and inspired me when you came up to me and you said, you know, a couple 2 months ago you was kidnapped, and look at you now.
Yeah.
You done ran 4 miles. And, you know, I shared that with my sponsor last night when I went to the meeting and stuff. And
well, I mean, I was thinking about that. You know, you'd gone through all these horrors of addiction and stuff and been kidnapped, and you'd reached out. It took you a couple weeks to actually make it here.
Yeah.
And just the difference between what your life was like a few months ago and what it's like now.
Yes.
Just it seemed like a real sense of accomplishment, like you could...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm in the kitchen now, and I was like in the kitchen, like, I don't think I could do this. I talked to the chef, and she said, you got this. She said, you got this. She said, you got any problems, the guys will help you and stuff. She said, I got confidence in you. I said, cool. So I told her, I'm going to do the best I can. And that's what my sponsor told me last night. He said, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it and stuff. So, yeah, I feel good today.
Good?
Feel good.
Sore?
Nah, but you know what? That bugged me out because when we had that cookout in the yard, we played softball that day, and I was sore. And then I turned around, and they played softball at Lions Park. After the meetings, they came pick me up to play softball, and I was sore. But when I ran that race, I wasn't sore, and I was shocked. So I said, okay.
Give it another day.
Yeah, give it another day. Give it another day.
How did, state your name for the...
My name is Dayton Mays.
And so, when did you make the decision to sign up for the race?
About last week.
And what motivated you to sign up for it?
What motivated me was that I wanted to get all the old outside fluids and stuff out of my system, and to open up my pores, and to work out good sweat. And I used to work out when I was in prison, and I liked it, so I figured, well, let me just try this. Maybe I could run and get back in shape and get all the cigarette smoke and stuff out my lungs and open up my lungs and everything and just stay in good shape.
And Dayton, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 22 days.
Okay. And have you done the run club or done any running up and before this?
No, I didn't. Well, I played basketball, run up and down the court.
Yeah.
Front court.
Yeah. And so when the race, what was it like when they were getting ready to start the race?
I was excited, blood pumping, blood pressure rising, looking around, experiencing everybody, watching everybody run. I'm like telling my friend, I'm like, they running already. We ain't running yet.
Yeah, right.
And he was like, well, come jog with me and warm up. I said, nah, I wait till the race start. Uh-huh. Like, I don't want to be tired. Because it was people that was running the whole track and coming back in about to run the race.
Yeah.
Nah, I said, I'll know the track on my way running the race. And he laughed, and people coming to me and offering me water and stuff and telling me not to drink a lot of water because I could cramp up and stuff like that. And stretching with the people, working out my legs and upper body.
And so what was it like when you actually got into the race?
It was a good thing because I just didn't want to sit around and just go to meetings and stuff like that. I like the sports, so I knew this was going to be a good thing, and I liked it. Want to sign up again, and when I met, what's your name again?
Justin.
When I met Justin said, you want to race? I said, yes. He said, you got shorts and everything? I said, yes, I got shorts, t-shirt, tank top. I said, I got some sneakers, but I don't know if I want to race in them because my bottoms ain't right in them. And he was like, well, I was like, I need a pair of sneakers. So he was like, well, if I give you a pair of sneakers, you going to sign up for the race? I said, yes, I'll sign up for the race. And then that next morning, he had a pair of sneakers for me. I was happy. Put them things on fast, threw my other ones out in the trash. Went out, started stretching, walking around the sneakers. Went out there, started stretching. Felt good ever since. Ready to run fast, sprint.
What was it like when you finished?
When I was finished, I was excited. It was excitement. And I didn't know I could or would have finished, but it was a little kid that was jogging with me, telling me, come on, let's go. And I was like, looking at him, and I'm like laughing and running out of breath because I'm laughing while I'm jogging with him. And he turned around sprinting backwards like, come on. I was like, I'm coming, let's go. I was like, you ready? We went to the stop sign, and we just sprint real fast one time. I'm talking about he kept up, too. He probably like 12. He was like 11 to 12 years old. And he's running. And we ran. We ran. He ran all the way to the finish with me. He didn't stop. Man, I don't think he stopped from the starting line. And he was like, just come on. Come on. Yeah, watching everything. He's like, we got 25 more minutes. Let's go. Let's go. I was like, I'm coming. Let's go. I liked it, though, because it was helping me to see the little kids running with us and the older people and the old crowd and everybody just having a good time and everybody running and people out there with the baby carriages and racing with the carriages and stuff. It was fun.
You come across the line, they greet you, give you a medal, give you some water.
Yes, they did.
What were you thinking?
They gave me a hot dog, and I don't know why I ate that hot dog, because when you run long distance like that, you shouldn't eat nothing, just drink. Because that hot dog almost came up. And I was like, nah, I shouldn't eat the hot dog. Now I'm cramping because I ate the hot dog. And then one of the guys was like, come here. I went up to him and he did something on my waist. And I was like, cramp went away. And he was like, yeah, I've been doing that for a long time. But it was mine before that. It was the lady that I took a picture with. She worked at the hospital, but her husband is a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he did, but it was a good thing that he made my cramp go away, and it was nice that I took a picture with his wife and everything. They asked me where I was at. I said I'm with the HT and everything, and finishing on my program and trying to stay clean and stay sober. And they were like, oh, that's a good thing. Make sure you run again. And I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm signing up for F3. And they were like, all right.
And how old are you?
38.
38. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you sore today?
Yes, I am sore. My thighs are sore. My calves. Mm-hmm. And I'm just stretching them out as the day go by, as the hours go by. I'm just trying to keep them in good shape so they won't lock up on me. Because I had them to lock up earlier, jumping off the top bump.
Yeah.
But then I just started stretching and made it through the day so far.
It's a good sore.
Yes, a good sore. A sore to know that my legs muscles are still working, my legs still working. I didn't think I was really going to race because I had a little cold, little head cold, chest cold and everything. But I figure if I run it out, sweat it out, and I can get better and better and better and better.
Good. Thanks, Dayton. You're welcome. State your name?
Hans.
And how old are you, Hans?
32.
How did you get involved with the race?
I see the paper for running, and I signed my name.
And do you run regularly or?
Before, yes.
Okay.
But maybe a year ago, not do nothing, running nothing. So I'm starting in the F3.
Are you?
Yeah, maybe 4 times.
What's your F3 name?
Franz.
Yeah, right. Hans and Franz. That's right.
That was my first time I do it, so I'm really happy and nervous. Have enough fun.
How did you feel when you finished the race?
A lot of chills in my body. Yeah. I don't know if that's really happy when I got finished.
Did you have people encouraging you and supporting you?
My brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Are you sore today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My legs and my stomach. I don't know why. Yeah. My stomach. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, Alan.
How old are you, Alan?
I'm 36.
Okay.
I enjoyed the race.
So when did you make the decision to sign up for it?
I don't know, I think a week ahead of time. You know, the last race, well, the last run I ran with Justin, 3 miles. And he told me, I said, well, it's cool, then let me know, I sign up for it.
That was Tuesday a week ago, mm-hmm. on the first time you'd gone out. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to go out with the Tuesday night run group?
Just to try something new besides F3.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a heavy smoker. I'm a real heavy smoker. You know, I just want to test myself, see, can I do it?
Uh-huh.
You know, he pushed me along. to do now, you know, that gave me a little bit of confidence that I can do it. And then I thought to myself, if I can do three, I can do four. So, you know, went and done it. I did it to represent the transitions, the staff, you know, the people in here. Let the people out there know that we are trying to make a difference. You know, that's felt excellent, you know. Wow. Nervous. They know how to act. They know how to feel in front of all those people. You know.
Did you feel more comfortable at the end than you did in the beginning?
Yes, because I completed something. You know, wrong chain, that was completing nothing. And I felt good across that finish line. I said, yes, I completed it. You know, that made me feel good that I did complete something, I did accomplish what I started and I did finish. You know, getting a little boost, you know, so I can start this program and I can finish it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my lungs back right. But, you know, I like the opportunity to go out there and run. Anytime it's representing transition, so I would love to do it. You know.
So Donnell said that you you looked out for him.
Yeah, you know. He passed me first, but I caught up with him. Kind of stopped, beating heavy. I said, no, man, we can make it. Oh, come on, we can make it. I'll drive with you. You know, then, so he started driving. You know, that made me feel good, though. So he picked up and started driving with him. You know, I like to see people older like that running, you know. We need more older people to get out there, get exercise, get the health right. You know, that feel good, you know. Somebody here with me in the program is trying to accomplish something, so I believe in love for those keepers, you know. And I don't believe in leaving them behind.
Yeah. Have you always been like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I like, you know, that encouragement and looking out for one another. I mean, it's really kind of what recovery's about, you know.
Yeah, because he surprised me, because I was about to stop. Yeah. So I see him come running out of nowhere. Come on, man, pick it up, pick it up. He turned around, started running like, just come on. And I just kept going.
Yeah, my involvement in the run club on Tuesdays has really made me think about how I do better when I have other people kind of encouraging me. And then when I try to do these things on myself, it's easy to stop, or sometimes easy to not even start, you know. I like to think I exercise a lot in my mind, you know, like, because I think, well, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to do that. But having that structure and having those people kind of saying, come
kind
on.
Push you on, yeah. Yeah.
Pushes us further than we would go just by ourselves.
Yeah. So I know I was tired.
Yeah. Name, age?
Uh-oh. No, I'm Scott Carter, and first of all, I want to commend all you guys for running. I mean, it took a whole lot out of y'all to, I'm glad y'all participated, but when Mr. Tripp asked me that I wanted to pass out water, man, I couldn't flip, man. I like doing stuff like that. Of course, it's good for my morale and for my recovery. It shows me I can do something for somebody else sometime, you know. And for my age, I'm 70 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm about to get out there this and run nowhere. And run nowhere. But the guys, I had a lot of fun out there. And when Justice said, man, you doing a fantastic job. What do you want to say that for? I was crazy showing up with that water, man. I was meeting the people, man. I was waiting till they got up there. Because I felt good about doing something for somebody else. And I appreciate your help, too. And I was having a little fun with Hans was the first one. These guys, we all together in the same building, and Hans showed up first. I said, man, where in the world you been? And where's the rest of the guys? I said, where's Dwayne at, man? And they, cause they've been running. I said, where in God's name is Dwayne? He knows he back out somewhere. And when he did show up, one Dwayne was like this. I said, hold up, man, you gonna be all right. You ain't gonna fall out of me. But it was, you got to realize, it ain't all about winning and losing. Mm-hmm. It's all about participating and just make a fun day of it, you know. Everybody didn't get out that room. You know, these guys talking about their age and something. I mean, you know, we got a whole lot of guys in there. Whole lot of young them didn't even get out there and try. That's when I commend all of y'all. I aimed to tell y'all yesterday, but I didn't get around to it. But I was so proud of the ones that did run. And did, when you crossed that fence line, I don't care if it took you the rest of the night. You made it. That's the most important thing. That's just like my recovery. I'm going to make it. You know, it ain't about winning and losing.
Right.
No, because I'm going to make it. Now, I got to leave here in the morning. I'm going home. My nephew died last night, so...
Very sorry.
Okay, thank you. But I was a little scared at first because I only been in the program for 2 months. But what I done learned and then got out there 2 months, I don't want to lose it. So, you know, I done made a plan for myself. And I stick that plan. I think I'll be just fine. Yeah, I'm going to be just fine. But, I had a ball out there, and I wish y'all would do it again. Well, this Saturday I won't be here because Mr. Dickerson gave me off tomorrow. I supposed to be back Wednesday at 3:45. So I wouldn't be. I'd be glad when y'all have nothing. I put it that way. And I'm serious. I mean, I had a ball. It's just something that goes over your make when you're doing something for somebody else, man. Except for me sitting up out doing something for Scott, or wanting somebody else to do something for Scott. I'm doing something for the women come across that thank you, boy. When they say thank you, man, it's just like, you know, you've been reborn or something. Especially I'm an addict. Especially that. You know, somebody else out there cares about you, you know, except for the drug dealer. You know, and I feel good. I'm ready for another. I ain't gonna run, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm telling you. Anytime they have out there that I can volunteer and do some work for, call Scott Carter. I'm your man. Yes, sir. It don't bother me not one bit. Because if I was out in the street, you know what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure would. But I sure commend all of y'all. And I'm glad you finished.
Thank you.
Yeah. But a little man here, I call him a little man. He finished the head all the... where in the world is to go? Dwayne.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that never even try. And that's kind of
exactly what I'm talking about.
Your point,
right.
You know, like... Mm-hmm. So, congratulations for those who said, I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations for those who say, I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, the one I want to buy, how long it took you, might have took you 3 days, but you finished. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. That's just like going through this drug thing. It might take you 3 years, but long as you finish something that you start. Always finish something that you start. I don't care what it is, you know, as long as you finish. That's the most, to me, that's the most important thing. People look at you different when you start something and you finish it. Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Aaron. I was a volunteer also. So I had a blast out there, though. Like this gentleman was saying, it was fun. Just seeing everybody smiling and knowing that, you know, just saying hi, waving, clapping. Ooh, you know what I mean? Might have given them that extra motivation to keep on going. I saw, like, I found all my brothers out there. Mm-hmm. Every time I saw them, I was happy for them. I should have been out there, but it was nice doing something on the side and cheering.
It sounds like the packets got mixed up. He should have got the running back.
He's in the FB club. I said, hold now. He gave me that pass. I said, hold a water bottle, a shirt. And then when I seen that number, I knew I was in trouble. I think I signed up for the
When Mr. Tripp gave me the list, I went around and I got all of them's name. I thought they were for passing out water.
I
come to look at them, over half of them were running. Right? Well, a bunch of y'all.
Because I was like, I could pass out water. And the next day, when I was getting back, he said, man, you running. I said, running? I said, oh, Lord.
But it was a lot of fun.
But it was fun, though. It was fun.
You know, that takes the edge off of all these people around here when you have stuff like that. Cookouts is fine, but when you get out there like softball games and running and horseshoes and I wish they had a pool table around here and shoot pool, y'all, they would be surprised how much edge it would take off of us because we addicts. We don't know nothing else but just getting high and staying in trouble. That's all we know. And them and the little runs and stuff y'all be giving us, it's dynamite. It's all you can say. It's dynamite.
To interact with the community.
Exactly, you know, right.
What I mean? It was nice. Right. I was standing beside a police officer, detective, undercover.
Yeah.
Imagine a couple months ago,
right?
Where I see myself there talking to him.
Yeah.
No, we had a good time talking and shit, everything.
And you know one thing is, you know, not trying to cut y'all, but you know one thing is, those people. The community was treating us like human beings, not like addicts.
Sure was.
And you know they know why we're here.
Right.
They already know why we're here.
Right.
They weren't scared to come up, give you a hug, shake your hand.
Take pictures
yeah. with you. They treated us like we are human beings. We just got a problem. You know, we sick. But they didn't care nothing about that. Well, you know they care, but... You know, at the time, it was, man, I ain't putting my hands on him. He out there doing drugs. He ain't no more old drug addicts or something. Them people treated us, me anyway, and I know y'all did too, treated us like we were somebody. Right. A human. And that goes a long ways with me while I'm trying to get my recovery. Because somebody out there cares about Scott Connors.
Yeah, I don't know if I could say that any better than you just did, but that's one of the things that I've been so appreciative of is Runology saying, hey, we want to do a race here. We want to involve Healing Transitions. We want to support the guys. And then when the people from the community come and they start treating you just like anyone else and not treating you like somebody that, you know, is less than or doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because I saw it, both the expression on your face, but also the genuine support and excitement by the woman who was running, you know. So
she talked to me the whole way. And her friend, that her girlfriend that she was running with, She started out, both of them was running with me at first, and then her girlfriend said, I got to walk. And then she kept on running, then I started walking, then her girlfriend started running again. And when we got to the finish line, I didn't even know they was going to take a picture with me. They just came over there, he saw that, and said, he's supposed to be, come on, take a picture with me. And that made me feel good. That made me feel
they care
good.
About you as a human being, not by a drug addict. And they know why we're here. They you know, these people ain't crazy. They know exactly why we are here. And anything I guarantee you they can do to help us do what we need to do, I bet they'll do it. You wouldn't have to ask them twice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. Aaron, what else you got?
Unless you got any questions, like I said, he said pretty much it all. But it's like, you know, but you're right, though. No, you're right, though. You know what I mean? My biggest thing, interacting with the community, you know what I mean? Cheering everybody on, being there for people, you know what I mean?
Well, I can tell you from my experience, cheering matters. Like having somebody that's clapping their hands saying almost there or keep going, like that made a difference for me in finishing the race. You know, my mind's always trying to say stop.
Exactly.
And getting here, another 250 meters. You're almost there, keep
just
going.
Just having someone there with you. Even if I was cheering, then he was down the next street cheering. You know what I mean? You're almost there.
Oh, gee.
You know what I mean? It was a good time. I had a blast.
Yep, he was doing it.
You know? It was really nice.
Dwayne Whitehurst.
How old?
40 years old. Runner.
Silver chipper.
Silver chip the race. And I have neuropathy in my feet, all 10 toes, and I got closure. Because last time I raced in the fourth grade elementary, and I started finish line quick. I never tried no more until Jessica came in there. They put that paper said 4th of July run. On the 4th. 4 miles. 4th grade. So my eyes said, God want me to finish this and let me know I can finish something. That's what I went out when I called my mom the day before the race. I said, Mom, pray for me because you know I'm about to go run 4 miles. And you know my feet bad. But just pray I have the strength to do this thing. Because I got to finish. I ain't know how bad that affected me not finishing that race in 4th grade. Until the 4th of July came, he said 4 miles. And I started sitting back praying, and I was like, 4 miles? 4th of July? 4th grade? Why you got a sense of humor? I told you I had a sense of humor.
So I said, I'm going to go ahead and give it all I got. And I did it in 40 minutes.
Wow.
Another four.
Another four. Did 40 minutes. We still had been together, but I still brought some people in with me. Matter of fact, me and Nolan came. I brought Nolan in with me and another lady. I stayed with them the whole time. Every time they get behind, go back and get a note. Come on, you can't do it. Then she said, go on, y'all take it on in. Me and Nolan took it in. We ran about a good mile together. I got with her, she passes. She started walking. I said, nah, you can't walk now. You gotta walk, you gotta go now. I started walking with her. Me and Nolan, I stayed with Nolan the whole time, about 2 miles. That made me feel good to have somebody to trudge with. That's why I just thought about how that trudging thing it means so much to me now, because I always like that in the streets. I always want somebody to be with me, trudge with me, talk with me. And doing that race, even though my feet were hurt bad, like I got real bad. My feet bad. I got a neuropathy, they hurt bad. And like, you know what I'm saying? But I did it. I'm proud of myself. You know, I almost cried. When I called my mom last night, I did cry. I said, Mom, I did it. And she almost cried. Because she know how much it meant to me to finish something. Because I never finished nothing. And like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I came here. I have made plans to come here. I came here for a certain reason. Get some tools. That's why I say I silver chip. If I don't silver chip this program, I silver chip something and I accomplish something. You know? But I came here to HD for tools and principles and how to live a new life, because I never knew nothing else. But the old life, drugs and everything. Well, coming here, I looked at that school. Like, I'm going to a school, a new lifestyle. And like, that race, it just let me know that I can go back out there and do what I have to do, to interact with everybody. And I don't have to be afraid no more. Like, when I failed in fourth grade, that haunted me all them years. I didn't know that. That man's haunting me. And when he said 4th of July, 4 miles, I said, ain't that something? It's meant for me to run there. And I know I was on. So I went to Miss Cat and told her about it. I had to get permission first.
Yeah.
She said, just let me know you got, you know what I'm saying? Just walk some. Don't go too hard on yourself. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm in pain now. After the race now, I'm hurting. Still is. That's why I wore these shoes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them guys ain't doing
too much.
Well, my friend, I'm here, man. But I did it, though. I accomplished something I swear to accomplish 30 years ago. And that took me 30 years to do it. And they had to come here to do it. And I'm proud of it myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know it. I knew I had it in me to finish something. And I quit in fourth grade. I saw the finish line and still quit. And that's what haunted me the whole time. Like, I started at the finish line and made it to the finish line. Like, just like my life. I don't know. I'm just a spiritual person, you know. So I look at everything as my God always telling me something, signs. Like He said, you might not finish this program, but I'm gonna give you a way. You can have a steel chip to take with you, with these principles. Cause I came here for a certain reason. And I ain't gonna say a lot to nobody. I came here to get all the tools and to learn how to go out there and live a productive life. Because that's where I'm at, and that's how I came here, with 2 weeks in advance preparing myself for this trip. And everything that I anticipated is happening. You know what I'm saying? This place is it's a miracle. Because it's saving a lot of souls. I know I got mine back on the right track.
Well, I'm glad you're proud of yourself. I'm really privileged to have shared yesterday with you guys. I immediately was talking to Justin and the people at Runology and telling them just how much I appreciated them making this open to our folks here. And there's other guys that did the run. They've done other runs and they're doing that. But there was something really special seeing you guys who, your first time out there, you saying yesterday,
closure.
Fourth grade, I didn't finish a race, and I've never run since. You know, like that. That really made my day yesterday, and yeah. I immediately said, "This would be nice to talk about and share with other people." So, I appreciate you guys showing up, being a part of, and taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next time, I look at that list a little bit more carefully.
Yeah. Now, since we got that out the way, when we gonna have a meeting?
Tuesday?
September.
I figured it was
there gonna be
Labor
September
Day.
Yeah.
Labor Day?
That's Labor Day. Yeah, it'd probably be around Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
So, can I go get on the F? Three Club?
Hmm. Y'all are always welcome out on Tuesday nights. Even if you don't run, you just want to walk. Just get outside and be around other people that are they're doing good stuff. That's the Oak City Recovery Run Club. And then we know Friday, the F3 comes up.
2:30.
At 2:30.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one too, and I'm doing one Saturday too.
Yep, and we just opened up another run club on Saturday. So if y'all sign up, we'll pick you up, and we'll take you out to a meeting afterwards.
Wait, Saturday, sir?
My F3 fellowship.
And I know F3 does a thing where they pick up guys
about
on Saturday.
Yeah, in the morning time. Right, yes. I'm going to start doing the running.
Fish. I had a represent that shirt too.
Yeah.
That's what got me pumped to do.
Should have seen us walking around that middle zone yesterday.
Yeah.
I walked around all day. I went to the farmer's market with mines on.
Yeah. You got showed off.
I went and got me a melon. Like a canary melon.
You found it?
I went and bought me a canary melon.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
We were there the first time we saw it.
I went and bought a canary melon and shared it with everybody and got them two extra customers by sharing it with them. I had to tell them, y'all eat these melons, they good, never heard of them. People eating them, they're going to buy them. I tell them, the lady ended up giving me a half a melon just for getting people to buy her melon. Like, that canary, man, I never heard of it. It's a canary.
It's like a honeydew's nephew.
It's a honeydew
and a melon.
And a cantaloupe mixed together. Yeah. And man, I got two people to go buy them after just giving them to them. Mm. I said, no, take it, it's free, just taste it, it's good. They ate it, and they knew they know the pew. They shot right over there. That was good to me. I went all day with that change on. All day. I brought myself. I chill with you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome.